Augustine for today, from the exposition on the Psalm 62, January 9th, the Feast of St. Julian. We already know the head and the body. He is the head, and we the body. When we hear his voice, we must understand it as coming from the head and the body, because the whole suffered. We also suffered in him, and what we suffer, he suffers in us. If a man's head suffers, can we say that the hands suffer not? Or if the hands suffer, can it be said that the head suffers not?